Shake me, I pray, cried the tree. My apples, one and all, are ripe.
So she shook the tree, and the apples came falling down upon her like rain. But she continued shaking until there was not a single apple left upon it. Then she carefully gathered the apples together in a heap and walked on again. The next thing she came to was a little house, and there she saw an old woman looking out with such large teeth that she was terrified and turned to run away. But the old woman called after her, "What are you afraid of, dear child? Stay with me. If you will do the work of my house properly for me, I will make you very happy. You must be very careful, however, to make my bed in the right way, for I wish you always to shake it thoroughly so that the feathers fly about. Then they say down there in the world that it is snowing, for I am Mother Hull." The old woman spoke so kindly that the girl summoned up courage and agreed to enter into her service. She took care to do everything according to the old woman's bidding, and every time she made the bed, she shook it with all her might, so that the feathers flew about like so many snowflakes. The old woman was as good as her word. She never spoke angrily to her, and gave her roast and boiled meats every day. So she stayed on with Mother Hull for some time, and then she began to grow unhappy. She could not at first tell why she felt sad.